Dreamscape presents The Hex Files, Wicked Never Sleeps by Gina LaManna, narrated by Allison Ryan. Chapter 1.
Are you sure it was a good idea to invite the trolls?
My mother wrinkled her nose as she scanned the vibrant party.
And really, Danny, the gnomes, they could have at least showered before coming to a cross-species event.
Mother, give it a rest. DeMarco's Pizza doesn't discriminate. I pointed to a sign that clearly stated so behind the counter. Everyone's just here for the food. I topped off my mother's wine glass. She worriedly glanced over my shoulder, but was wise enough to keep her comments quiet. Instead, she moved swiftly across the room to join my father and one of my brothers in conversation with Marv, an elf with a heavy lisp and a penchant for pickpocketing. I'd arrested him twice before, but after he'd learned his lesson and turned mostly legal, we'd become allies, if not quite friends. Let me back up for a minute to explain. I'm Danny DeMarco, and I've been in the pizza business for all of 5 minutes. I hadn't always been passionate about pepperoni and parmesan, nor had I grown up debating the financial pros and cons of serving deep dish versus thin crust, but times changed. I used to be the paranormal version of a cop. More specifically, I was a reserve for the 6th Precinct, a special branch of the NYPD, and I'd been great at my job. The chief had recruited me the day I turned 18 due to my special talents. Reserves could see things other officers couldn't. Magical things. My special talents helped me to become the youngest detective on the force, male or female, by my 21st birthday. Because I was the only reserve for the NYPD, I worked across all units of the investigative division. Usually I focused on the big cases, splashy public homicides and tricky kidnappings, but every now and again there'd be a narcotics bust or the odd theft. The force had gotten 7 good years out of me. I had always loved my job, thrived on it, my mother might say. And I might still be thriving if I hadn't stumbled onto a case that very nearly killed me. More on that later. That's why I'm semi-retired from law enforcement at the ripe old age of 28. With time on my hands and skills useless outside the realm of police work, I decided on a complete career revamp. I dug deep into Carl's cushions. My enchanted couch is named Carl. And took out a big, fat loan from a goblin with questionable morals to cover the rest. Voila, 8 months into retirement, I had a pizza business ready to open.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?